Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is! She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hart. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I'm your awesome hostess, Miss LaCrutch Hart, and I'm here. I'm on time. I'm live. I'm just having a real good old day. So, first and foremost, shout out to everybody that tuned in last week. I poured my heart out live on air for an hour and 40 minutes just speaking about the ups and downs and the in-betweens of everything I'm going through. Some people reached out to me. They were really, really supportive. So big shout out to everybody that that showed me love. I definitely greatly appreciate that. Y'all are motherfucking awesome. Let me just say that. Y'all are awesome. So, excuse me. I'm not even just going to jump into the topic. I know I got 2 hours I can work with here, so I'm not going to do like I did last week. Last week, I went on and on and on. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let y'all know that I have a call-in number, 515-602-9725. That number right there, that's how you get on the show. You dial that number on your phone, and when you think you're ready to jump in and join the conversation, just press one. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, no for talking shit. All right, so that was the issue we had last week. People didn't know how it worked. They wanted to make a comment. They wanted to speak on some things, but they didn't know how to get in to the show. Because, yeah, I'm producing the show. I'm engineering the show. I'm hosting the show. I'm doing a lot. I'm promoting the show. I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot behind the scenes, people. This is one of the reasons why I don't do videos on my show. Okay, so, but what I do know is when I see you light up, that's when I know that you're ready to jump in to the conversation with your opinions, your shout outs, your comments, whatever it may be. This is a no-holds-barred. I don't censor people. I just act that y'all be respectful. Y'all respect the show. Y'all respect me. Other than that, everything goes. This is a grown-up show. This is called Not On Purpose Talk Radio, Adult Conversations with myself, LaCrutch Hart. Okay? So, like I was saying, last week, I did the show, I poured my heart out, and in the midst of me pouring my heart out, the conversation had came to mind that I had with a bunch of my freaky friends. Nothing freaky, guys. Don't even get hyped. Okay. The conversation went a little bit like this. I don't know if I want to reveal this, but like I said, it was my birthday. I was in my feelings, so I went to Walmart, aka Wally World. And when I went to Wally World, I came back out with a doll. And it wasn't for nobody. It was for myself. This was my doll. the kid wanted to take it from me. No, 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 boo boo. Nope, you can't have that because this is my doll. This is an adult doll. This is for me. This doll right here is for me. No, we're not sharing it. You can't touch it. You can't hold on to it. It don't need your loving. No, this is my doll. Now, let me tell y'all what I did with this doll. This doll, I wrapped it up in a towel, okay? It's laying on my bed right now, and Max is watching over it. I know Max the cat. He's watching over it right now. The name of the doll that I gave was Ajay Amani Hart. Oh, sorry. Ajay Amili Hart. Yeah, I messed up my baby name. See, this is why I got insurance. But anyway, in the midst of me holding on to this baby, I was in my group. I was sharing it with my friends. And I was like, oh, well, you my baby daddy. And he was like, I don't want to be your baby daddy. And I was like, well, you my baby daddy. He said, I don't want to be your baby daddy. Then all of a sudden, the conversation broke out into a flashback of the real baby daddy, baby mama drama. Like, it got real for a second. They were like, well, you know, fuck my baby mama. Go up, 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 up. You know, these guys were just venting it off their chest, venting it off their chest. So as they're venting it off their chest, I'm like, y'all know my baby was only $19.99 for Walmart. It's not real, guys. I don't need to. Like, they got personal. They took that. They was getting it in. Like, you know, fuck that girl, you know. And I'm like, no, don't say that. That's not nice. I'm lying. I ain't doing that. But I did do something. I was like, well, I'm listening to their story. I'm like, that sounds interesting. So I asked them a question. I said, well, you know, as I'm listening to their story, more and more details are being revealed and more how they don't appreciate their baby mama, they don't like their baby mama, whatever. She doesn't take them to the ring, all that. But I asked, I was like, why didn't you use a condom? And he was like, because she said she was on the pill. And I was like, and you believe her? Like, dog, you believe her? Really? You believe her? So that lead into this show. That's what this show is about. That little incident right there, those little incidents right there, when you feel like, you know, this person done did you horribly wrong, this person done violated you in every which way possible, you don't like this person, you can't stand this person, but yet you dated that person, yet you have relations with that person, yet you birthed that kid for that person, or vice versa. You let her, you nutted up in her for her to have that kid. You wasn't ready for kids, okay? So my question is, where does personal responsibility come in dating, aka also relationships? Where does that line come in where you take that personal responsibility and say, well, you know, it wasn't all her fault, you know, because at the end of the day, it takes two to tango. All right? If you wasn't ready, if you're not ready, you know that you're not serious about this person. Isn't it your personal responsibility to protect yourself? Fuck what she said. I'm going to protect myself. Vice versa. Fuck what he said. I'm going to protect myself. This is my personal responsibility. That's like it was your personal choice to either be or even confront or even talk to or even put yourself in that predicament. So, you know, I'm not taking up for, and I'm not excusing the misdeeds all the pain, the hurt, the misfortune that you've gone through. I'm not dismissing that. That we know that. We know that. But what I'm learning now that I'm in my 40s, what I'm learning is that I got to start taking personal responsibilities for my, I got to stop wishing, and I thought I was doing this. I really did. I thought I was doing this, but it seemed like I got to stop, I don't know. I want to say fantasizing. I don't want to use that word. I don't think it's fantasizing, but I know I gotta take responsibility for my actions. That I do know. That is the bottom line. That is my major point. Taking that personal responsibility, and you ask, well, what does that look like in any situation that you may be in? What that will look like is you acknowledging what role you played in that situation. Sit back, sit down, take a step back and reanalyzing that relationship that, you know, that failed, you know, that you feel wronged in. Well, and it don't have to just be dating a relationship. I mean, this is anything, friendship, family. You know, sometimes we gotta face ourselves. I'm learning that. I'm learning it the hard way. You gotta face ourselves. We gotta stop. We gotta stop being in our feelings, so to speak. We gotta stop thinking everything is good, or saying everything is good when it isn't. It ain't good. I'm feeling some type of way. You know, acknowledge that.
Yeah.
You know, acknowledge the role that, you know, I could have made a better decision. And, you know, this is not all her fault, because you knew from the beginning that she wasn't what you wanted. You knew from the beginning he wasn't what you wanted. You knew from the beginning this wasn't what you wanted. Okay, so that's us taking personal responsibility. I'm not saying beat up on yourself. No, that's not how that works. What I'm saying is learn from your mistakes. Grow. Get a lesson out of it. Take the time to analyze what it is that you've been through. You know, every relationship, every marriage, that every commitment was by choice. Nobody forced you to do that. Nobody put a gun to your head and said, this is, no, you chose that person. You made that decision to go against your gut feeling. You made that decision to not wear protection. And I think a lot of times we don't want to face ourselves, because we know it's easier to blame Dick. It's easier to say, yeah, Shaquita did it. Yeah, he did it. Yeah, my mama did it. Yep, she put me in this predicament. She took me to child support court. Yes, now I got to pay half of my check to this child. Yeah, but it wasn't all her fault, because you made the decision. She didn't put a gun to your head. And I noticed this too when I'm in talking to guys, when guys are trying to holler at me, and I was talking about it last week, the end game, and I realized as I was talking to people, I do it. Right. The same shit I was bitching about last week, I've come to realize I do it. I do the end game. I fantasize or I picture what it would be like to be with this person. I'm focusing on the end game. Instead of just the here and now, I'm taking the time to I fantasize. I don't know how else to put it. Fantasize about what we could be. And when I do that, I think I'm setting myself up. I think that's what's going on. When I do stuff like that, unbeknownst to me, but this was me taking my personal responsibility, accountability, my personal accountability. This is my personal, lesson that I'm learning from my own situation. And I can only speak from my own experience. We talked about that last week. So that's what we're talking about. When you hear me speak tonight, I'm speaking from the heart again, and this is all me, what I'm going through, what I went through. And I feel like I'm not as realistic as I should be. I want to feel good. You know, I'm an emotional person. I want to feel good. I want to be with somebody that makes me feel good. I want to feel protected. I want to feel like I have a leader, like he's strong. You know, somebody has said to me, "Oh, you like the soft-spoken type. You know, the type that's going to, you know, need your validation." And I said, "No, I don't need that. I don't need you to bend over backwards to try to please me. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, because then I'll feel useless. I feel like I'm stepping on you. I'm a smart person. I think I'm a smart person. I think I have more than just enough to bring to the table. And whether it be a relationship, a friendship, I value what I'm bringing to the table because I think I've developed, or I'm always developing, but I think I've developed myself from my experiences to enhance somebody else's experience. You know, I'm a giving person. I'm a different breed, and I'm noticing as I talk, as I talk to more and more guys, I'm doing things just a tad bit different, and they don't know how to respond. That's what I got from my my personal evaluation, and I'm doing stuff, and it's they don't know how to respond, and a lot of people think I'm just bullshitting. I'm just playing, and no, I'm being 100% genuine. It may come off as lighthearted because my intention is not to intimidate you. And I've been told that I do come off as intimidating. So I try to not intimidate or not throw myself at a person. And now I'm just a little too cold-hearted. I'm like, I can't win. But anyway, that's just my personal experience and my personal responsibility is to find that happy medium. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find the happy medium to building a successful friendship / relationship. The end game, we never know what the end game is. We might not even be on the same page. Maybe you want to get married and you want kids. Maybe I don't. But I feel like if we took the chance or we took the time to experience one another, you know, one or the other would, you know, would waver, you know, because now you get to know, oh, okay, I see her point of view, and I get to know, oh, okay, I see his point of view. And I think, I'm thinking that when I use the word experience, I'm actually trying to say create memories. I want us to create memories as friends. I want us to create memories as boyfriend and girlfriend. I want us to create something. That's what I mean when I say experience, meaning we could sit down, we could have a long conversation, we could talk about our hopes, our dreams, our in-betweens, all that good stuff. And when it's time, we want to play, we can play. You know, you may give me tips on something. I may give you tips on something. You got a different outlook on something. I got a different outlook on something. Like, that happened over the weekend. You know, I was with this guy, and as we was talking, it felt like, you know, I was, like, eager. I don't know if that's the word. I was eager to hear what it is that he had to say. I wanted his opinion. I valued what he was going to – I valued the knowledge that he was going to drop on me. Like, I was ready. I was like, yeah, uh-huh, I'm good. And I'm trying to be open. I'm trying to be genuine, and I was trying to be an active listener. But in the process, I don't know if he I don't think he realized it, but I don't think he realized I don't think he realized the power that he had at that moment. When you have a woman that's ready to pay attention, it don't happen often. We know that. What don't happen often, you know, women are the know-it-all creatures. You can't tell me nothing. We all know that. But I felt like, you know, let me take a step back and let me, you know, hear from the opposite side of the fence. But anyway, that's just my personal experience. We're talking about personal responsibility, personal accountability here on Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I got a caller, and I know who that is. Hey. Hey, Ma. How you doing?
Hey. Hey, Ma. I'm good.
How you doing? Oh, okay. I got to slow down. What's up, Ma?
Ma.
Okay. So we're talking about personal responsibility. What you making?
I'm mixing up the cornbread for the dress.
Oh, she mixed up the cornbread for the dressing. Yes. Okay, so for y'all that don't know, Ma is my roommate. Yes. Ma, a.k.a. Tamara, a.k.a. Charisma, a.k.a. Bama, a.k.a. That Chick. Yes, that's who that is in my kitchen right now, whipping up the dressing, whipping up the dressing. Oh, sorry. I got hype. You know how I feel about food. Anyway, mine and cooking, because y'all know Thanksgiving is Thursday and it's Tuesday and the house smelling all good and she don't want to give me nothing to eat. But anyway, I digest. So, Ma, we talk about personal responsibility, personal accountability, failed relationships, failed dating. What part?
I got a few of those. I got a few failed relationships. I'd have been married before and divorced, so. Yeah, that ain't nothing to be excited about. I don't like that.
Okay.
I didn't mean married, so, but I think, but like I always said, like I always told you, but me and my husband would have still been together if he wouldn't have slept with my sister. After he slept with my sister, that's why we ended up getting a divorce. But I don't want that again. Not that responsibility. No.
That's wicked. That's wicked. But now let me ask you this, and I'm not picking, I'm not being wicked, I'm just asking, what role do you think you play as his wife for him to go out? Do you think he had anything to do with that? The cause of the cheat?
No. He cheated because he wanted to cheat.
True.
Because I was doing everything I was supposed to do as a wife.
What is that? I asked this question like
being a total slave for your husband. That's what the hell a wife means, being a slave. Because you're doing everything for him. He's the one out making the money. You in the house cooking, cleaning, probably even brushing his damn teeth. I don't know. But I'm just saying, that's all a wife is, being a slave.
Property. Technically, that's what marriage is, marriage. That's what marriage is about.
That's what it is.
That contract.
Once you become somebody's wife, you become his slave, because now you're doing everything while he's the only one out making money, unless you're going to be one of those to go out and make money. But then that's going to cause conflict because you might make more money than him.
That part. So now, as a woman or as his woman, you have to decide if you're going to stunt your growth so he could feel like he did something, pretty much.
Right, like, yes, like he's the man of the house, yes. And if you do anything different, that's going to cause drama. That's going to be their excuse they're going to use. I'm going to hang out with my homeboy knowing they lie. But, hey, that's the excuse they use, though.
I know that's right. Hey, like, listen, shout out to the 929 and the 501 and the people in the group hitting me up right now. So my day tuned in. We're talking about personal responsibility, personal accountability. If you have anything you want to add, comment, share your story, you can give us a call at 515-602-9725. Press 1. When you press 1, once again, I know that you're ready to jump in to the conversation. Otherwise, sit back, relax, and enjoy me and Ma. As soon as she finishes that dressing, she's going to have to give me some. That's all I'm saying. Here's another question I'm going to throw out there on the sidebar. A sidebar question. Is dressing and stuff in the same shit? Or is it different shit?
No, it's not. It's different.
We want to know your opinion. Is dressing and stuff in the same shit? Or is it different shit? Y'all give us a call and y'all let me know. I'm also on Facebook. If y'all want to hit me up on Messenger, y'all can do that too at Hearts Exposed Heart. Okay, so personal responsibility. You was married. Go you.
Yes.
But you married young.
Yes. I married,
you married young.
Ooh, yes.
I wasn't ready. How did you know you
I married at 18? I did know I was ready. I told you, I know I got, well, the reason I did get married was to get out of my mom's house, to be honest with everybody in the world. And, you know, I said I got married for all the wrong reasons, but at the end of the day, I was doing what made me happy. I ain't give a damn about the rest. I was doing what was making me happy, and that was getting out of my mama's house. And that's after I got out, I became, like I said, I was his wife, so I was doing what a wife was supposed to do. And I was going to school for nursing after having two kids.
You go, girl.
Yes. I graduated after having my son. At 18, I was having my other baby for my husband. That's what I was doing.
At 18, I was getting my first blowjob.
I was doing, I was married at 18.
I got another call to 501.
Okay.
What's your name and where you calling from? Stay right there, man. 501, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Ernell Monroe, and I'm calling from Arkansas.
Yeah, you have to give us your
hotel. Go girl. Arkansas.
Little rock in the building. Miss Ernell, I know for a fact you got stories on top of stories on top of stories. Miss Nelly Nell. I know. I'm not gonna blow your bubble up. I'm just saying, I know you got stories on top of stories on top of stories. So we're talking about personal responsibilities. We're talking about personal accountability, self-accountability, and failed relationships, marriages, dating, baby mama, baby daddy drama. What you want to join in with that?
Well, myself, I heard your last Gay said she was married at 18. I think I beat her. I got married at 14.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
That's legal.
Yes.
Well,
when your parents give it to you.
If your parents agree.
Yeah.
Right.
Your parents fine. Yeah.
Yes.
I got married at 14.
I just thought of the color purple. Seely. I just thought of Seely. 14. You got married. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to be silly about it, but like that's. When I was doing 14, I was not thinking about that. So this was arranged marriage, or was you in love with this person?
I was in love with this person. I was really in love with this person. But he did me dirty. I mean, he did me dirty so much. The first episode was, like, I hear her say he slept with her sister. He slept with my sister. But then, me being a crazy in love, I took him back.
I didn't take mine back.
On our first year anniversary, I found him with another girl, and I found him on. He was at his mama's grave with this girl when I found
him. I'm not trying to cut you off. But at the end of the day, what did you think was going to happen? If he slept with your sister, what made you think he was going to be a saint after that?
Oh, honey, I didn't.
Okay.
But I guess because my mom and dad been married so long, I was hoping, you know, we could work it out, but it didn't work. So when he died, I thought I was over with him, but I come to find out I wasn't even over him because I couldn't even walk past the test, you know. But then I messed around and got married again.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't do that then. I ain't do that again. <'Cause my laughs>
Did you get
with marriage?
I'm not trying to cut you off, but my thing with marriage, the only thing changing a marriage is your last name. I'm sorry, but that's the only thing I see, the bullshit, the cheating, the sneaking, the lying, the beating. You know, all of that stays the same. The only thing changes your last name.
That's it. The only thing that changed.
Right.
What,
yeah.
Can I ask now, when did you have your second marriage? How old were you?
It was 2004.
Okay.
And we were separated in 2007.
Jesus. See, that's why I ain't doing that again.
He felt like he found something better. So, ain't even working. You know,
oh,
they say three times is a charm. You ain't even got to worry about the third.
Yes, ma'am. They said third time is a charm, but I ain't believe the second time was one. That's why I ain't got nothing of the boy. And every relationship I get on, I was in a long relationship, and he ended up giving me an STD. So I was like, no. My last relationship, the nigga that I was actually sleeping with, been with for like 5 years, I want to say, right, Ma? Or how long was it? Something like that. And me and him was together. So I decided to stop using condoms, you know, since that was my one and only. And called STD from that relationship. I said, oh, hell no. Every other relationship I get in, we going to scrape these friends, and I got a whole lot of condoms.
We order them by the bulk. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Shout out to this
the man that say he loved me, but he going to. The one that say he love you, but yeah, he going to bring you something and give you something? That ain't love, baby. I don't want that.
Okay, so can I just jump in real quick, what you just said? Let me piggyback on what you just said, because this happened to me last week. I mentioned the same thing. And, you know, the guys was like, I had told one of the guys that I would say, you know what, we're just voices over the phone. We're just, you know, faces over the video chat. And he got really upset about it. You know, he was like, I thought we were more than that. Yeah, I'm revealing my soul. I'm revealing my soul right here on the show. Everybody on the show, as of tonight, called in and revealed something very personal about themselves. This, to me, is therapy for me, personally. I'm just letting y'all know this is why I do my show. And I've been doing this since 2007. Here we are in 2020. And we're going through a whole pandemic. and I can't go nowhere. You know, there's nothing open. There's nowhere you want to walk to. There's nowhere you want to come in contact with. But this right here, this is something that's free for y'all, not me. This is something you can come down, you can sit down, and I can have people that have been through the marriage scene, that have been through the failed scene, divorce, the separation. Like, y'all been through something that I haven't been through. And listening to y'all, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm absorbing what it is that y'all are saying, but I am paying attention to what y'all are saying. Because I talk a good game, like, oh, I don't want to get married, I don't want kids, I don't want that. But as a woman, you want those things. You want those things because naturally that's what we was here for. You know, that's what we're built for. We're built to give birth.
Yes,
we're built to reproduce. Mm-hmm. We're built to, you know, and as a woman, I'm attracted to a man, and I'm attracted to a certain type of man. I'm looking for somebody that's willing to leave in a situation. I'm not looking. I don't want you to beat on me now. Hold up. Time out.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
the wrong idea. But I want somebody that I can build with, and we can take it just a step big further than just playing house. I don't want to play house with you. I want you to take shit seriously. That's it. That's it. Take it a little bit seriously. You want honor, then move like that. Live like that. Move like that. Talk like that.
I want the means that was built back in the day. That's the type of nigga I'm looking for. The ones that were built back like when my mama and grandmama was born. You know, they went out there and they did their thing.
Like my
but
daddy.
You didn't know about that. Yes, ma'am. You didn't know my daddy was a whore. I don't want a man like my daddy. My daddy was
a whore. I can't
tell about my daddy. And to this day, my daddy's still a whore. No, I don't want no man like my daddy. I'm telling y'all what God love, and that's the truth. So I don't want a man like my dad. I want one like my grandma had. You know, he cheated, but he didn't cheat until the end.
Right.
But he protected her. He made sure she was good. He made sure she didn't find out about it. He didn't go out and have no more kids. He didn't do none of that. He just ended up stepping out the house. And he did step out with her sister.
You know, when you went out and he did something wicked, I want the guy that when he went out and he did something wicked, or he had the audacity to think of me. That's what I want. Before you make that decision, whether it be good or bad, you're going to make your decision. You're going to take, you know, you're going to take that responsibility about me first. That's all I'm asking. Let me be a priority. And the shit that you want to do, whether it be bad or good. If you're going out there to get a job, you're getting a job because you're going
to
provide for us. Huh?
No. They don't think about you until after the fact, because if they was thinking about you, they wouldn't be out there cheating in the first place. They would have brought their ass in.
I'm trying to have the benefit of the doubt here. I'm trying to have a little heart. Look, all men are not built the same. We know that.
Oh, yeah. If I thought that, I would never date again.
Yeah, so there's still a little bit, just a tad bit.
I still got hope.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. Just a little bit. There's that hope. But guys, we're not man bashing. Ooh, the lines are open. If you want to jump in,
no,
because
see, it's vice versa. You got a lot of women. I'm sorry, not trying to cut you off. I'm sorry, but you got a lot of women that got good men at home, and they be out there in the street. So it's vice versa. These days, women cheat more than men.
You ain't never lied about that one.
They
cheat
here
more
doing
than
wicked,
men
so.
Now. They doing wicked stuff.
And they expect that man to be saint while you out here doing what you want to do. If you don't go jump off that bridge with him. No, you ain't no saint, baby, so stop playing.
But here's my thing. Where do your personal, where do your self-accountability come in when you stay in a relationship like that? Like, now you stay in a relationship, and I don't want to blame it on age, because I feel like if you was old enough to say you want to spend the rest of your life with this person, then you must have been mature enough to know that this is not the end. This is not where it stops at. It might happen again. Like, you had to have that thought in the back of your head.
Yeah.
And didn't want to turn around and do it again.
And
then want to turn around and do it again. Yeah, like, that's
you
getting
home.
I don't know.
At the time I got my second marriage, I was at the state I felt like I had to have a man. You know what I'm saying?
As I got older
and stuff, I realized I don't have to. I can do all I need to do without one.
At least you was one of those that learned and didn't stay in it because of that reason.
And that right there is the personal responsibility. That's what I was saying earlier. I don't know if you heard it. When you sit down and you reflect and you take back out of that relationship. You took something out of that relationship. Like, it was failed. You know, it didn't last. I ended up in divorce, separation, death, whatever it may be. But you took something out of it. You didn't just be with this person all willy-nilly and then go back and set yourself up again. No, now you realize, like, you know what? Maybe that's not for me. You know, maybe I need to be by myself for a bit. Maybe I need to learn how to love me by me before I say, I want to be loved by somebody else. So you took something out of that.
But my thing with that, how can you love somebody else if you don't already love yourself? I need it.
It sounds good, but you don't know what kind of experience somebody else had. You know, sometimes somebody could come into your life and they can shine a light on the great that you have, and sometimes you've been in the dark so long you don't realize the good that you have. But somebody came in and he brightened up that path for you to realize, I'm the shit. You know, I'm a good person, or I did this, or I can do this. It takes somebody to bring out that in you, to shine that in you, because regardless of the fact, y'all was attracted to this person. Y'all was attracted to y'all. Y'all didn't just do it, or you say, I just did it to get out of my mama's house. Maybe, but you
were
attracted.
Nah, my house was sexist.
You hollered
at
that.
Yes.
Y'all had love for him, like you said. If you listen, you said that yourself. If he didn't cheat, y'all would still be together today. So there was something else there. There was something else there. He brought more than just a scapegoat. That's what I'm saying.
At the time I married him, he was just my scapegoat. But once I got with him and started living with him, then he became more. Because he actually, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
right. That part.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Like I said, if he wanted to start with my husband, me and him have been still together.
Right. And I'm just saying, that's what I was saying earlier when I was talking about Akil, and I was talking about experiences. You know, when you experience someone, it's a bit different than you just talking over the phone. There's a whole different playing field when you meet with someone, you break bread with someone, you live with someone, you interact with someone. That's a whole nother field right there. That's a whole nother, you know, there's levels. That's a whole nother level. And sometimes that person can come in and he can show you that you're great. He can show you that you had a talent. And I'm going to say this. I think my ex-boyfriend that I hate, I got to love hate for him. I thank him because he showed me a growth. I had a growth when I dealt with him. I was maintaining me, and I tell this to everybody that day. I was me before you. I'm going to be me after you. And when I say that, I'm not even referring to me. I'm referring to the stuff that I got, maintaining myself, being independent, taking care of my household. My household, this is me. This is my heart. You know, and I experienced where somebody said, you know, I asked him to do me a favor, and he said, no, I didn't come here for that. Wait, hold up, bro. This my home. You came here for me, but you came here for my home. You know, so if you can't take the time to wash a dish or throw a bag out or sweep up the floor, then you don't need to be with me. We don't need to be together. We on two different levels here. I'm not living with my mama. My mama don't maintain this. I maintain this. I'm paying all the bills. You know what I mean? Like, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. This is my castle. If you can't respect me or you can't respect my castle, how am I expecting you to respect me? That's what I mean.
Right.
And even though that relationship failed twice, I learned something from both of those relationships. I learned a whole lot, and I grew from it. Personally, I feel like I took it another level because I was all willy-nilly on the internet. One guy came in, he said, well, you can do what you're doing on the internet. Well, why don't you just work for this person? And then all of a sudden, I became an office manager at a construction company. I wasn't expected to do that, but he came in and he showed me a different route than what I was doing. And it helped me to concentrate on another level so I know that, you know, I can do this. You know, and I love myself more because I can do this.
Right.
Like, my experience with this man helped me get to another level because I felt like what I was doing, I was starting to feel bad about it. I was starting to feel guilty about it. I don't need to feel guilty about it. I don't need to feel bad about it. I ain't got no family. Nobody care about that. But that's personally what I was feeling. And he came in. He said, well, you can still do what you do. Just do it a different way. And I do what I do, and I do it a different way. And I feel
right.
like that experience with that person helped me grow as a person. All right. Just want to say that. Anyway, 515-602-9725. If you want to join into the conversation, you sure can. Just press the 1 and jump right on in. So we got Miss Nell from Little Rock, Arkansas right now, and we got Miss Charisma from my living room. No, where you at? In the bedroom, the kitchen? Where you at?
None of your business.
You better have my dressing ready.
None of your business.
Now, you a cooker. Let me ask you, is dressing and stuffing the same thing or is it two different things? Don't say nothing, Ma.
Is dressing and stuffing the same thing?
Yeah, or is it two different things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What part? It is?
I feel like it is.
Exactly.
It's just, people just call it different things. Like. I said
no. See, you buy stuffing. You buy that type of stuff to put in. I actually make my own cornbread, cut up all my ingredients, and boil my chicken, and I put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Same shit though. Anyway, we got the 929. What's your name and where you calling from? 929. Hello. How you doing? You press 1. I let you on. Unmute your phone. Talk to me. Okay. Or not. Oh, he hung up. I know that's right. Bye-bye. Anyway. 515-602-9725. I need to put that out there. As a question, because it is Thanksgiving, what's on the menu?
Right, put it on the Facebook. Let's see how many reviews, see what they say about it. Let's go. Let's
okay.
debate
All
this.
All right, I'm going to put it on the Facebook. On that note,
yes,
guys,
let's debate
me,
this.
I heard it. I have to take a quick break because I need to put this on the Facebook. Okay. Be right back. I'm so glad.
You'd have no other woman. You'd be weak as a lamb if you had the strength to walk out that
door.
My love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your
woman,
if I were your woman, and you were my man.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You better put that
come in and let them work. You better put that warm on earth.
Welcome back to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am Miss LaCrush Hart. We had to play a little into Mission there, a little Gladys Knight, a little Jaheim, a little I Love You, I Love You type situation going on. So we're talking about personal responsibility, and before we left, we posed a holiday question out there, let's call it that. Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. I know most of y'all are sitting up here cooking and slaving and prepping for the big day to come. So I put the question out there. Is dressing and stuffing the same thing or different items? Let us know. Call in now, 515-602-9725. Press the number 1, and y'all let us know. I got my friend, my homie, my bestie, Ma, a.k.a. Charisma, a.k.a. Samara, a.k.a. that chick. She said dressing and stuffing are two different things, and she's sticking to her decision as well, because she's over there slaving right now, making some homemade dressing. And then I have my girl, Miss Nell from Little Rock, Arkansas, who's on here. She said the same thing. Potato, tomato, it's the same thing. It's just different names. These advanced women, these well seasoned women, y'all are well seasoned. Y'all are beyond my years. I be young devotion. Y'all are fast asses. How about that?
Yeah, I used to be
that. Yeah, you don't slow down.
Yeah, man. See, my kid grown up. I don't need no baby daddy
right.
Grown up. Mm-hmm. I don't need no man now.
Mm-hmm. Mine's grown too. That's why I wild up.
Word, I don't need that now.
The moment is gone.
Mine's grown too. That's why I wild up.
All right. Yeah.
Y'all are fucking on the stage. It was time for me to run.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Why,
I know that is right.
That's why I'm in Arkansas and they in North Carolina.
Mine's in Alabama, girl.
Ooh, yo, wait.
No, I ain't nothing but a plane ride away now.
Oh, so she done gone talking about the plane.
This lady is too scared to get on a plane. She is.
Thank you. I can't get on a plane.
Girl, it's fun. All you got to do, let me tell you how I got on the plane and got over with my best friend and my little baby Lulu. When I tell you, both of them say the only thing you got to worry about is your ears clogging up. So when I first went on the plane, I didn't clog my ears, but when I got off, I couldn't hear nothing. So I thought about what they said on my way back, and I plugged my ears, and I ain't have no problem. Now you can't keep me off the plane.
Now you can't. You're right, you can't. Yeah. Go look at some flights. What? Flights? You don't get on that Greyhound.
Right, that's
flight.
Right.
Y'all taking flights like that? Y'all gonna be a jet? No. I can't afford a flight. I can afford a bus, mega bus, preferably.
That's it right there. That right there.
Not mega bus.
Yep, that right there.
I told you, all you gotta do is get you some Fireball before you go up on there, and you good. That Fireball will knock you out. You're going to be good. You're going to realize that they're going to be like, Miss Nell, you got to get up now. You got to get up. We're here. And then you're going to realize.
Yeah.
Man, take a couple of swings. I told you.
And that's
Amazon,
so how
it's
going to be.
Get the lotion pack. I told you about the lotion pack.
They're going to be like, one of the worst that Miss Nell is some man, because I be out there trying to find a hole.
They told you to go get the lotion. What is it? I keep flask. Go get the lotion flask. Throw the alcohol in the lotion flask. They ain't got no. You're going to take that right through security. They're going to think that's some tanning lotion. They're going to think that's some cool, you know, they're going to be like, good. Remember, we even seen the brush, the hot stuff inside the brush? They're not even going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Put that through there. And when you're about to get on that, take a couple swigs. Like, I don't care if people look at you because you're drinking out of a lotion bottle. That ain't none of their business. Mind your business.
That's it. And now, if I was one of them people on that plane, I'd been looking at her like she was crazy. What the hell? She over there eating lotion? I swear to God, best friend, you know, as soon as I land, I would have called you. My, this bitch on the plane eating lotion.
2020. Mind your business, mind. Just mind your business. Keep going. Just mind your business. Keep going.
You know that just
it's
how
COVID
that
out here.
Would have went.
If they could drink bleach, she can get away with lotion. Fuck that.
I ain't lying.
It's COVID out here in these parts, man. She protects herself from COVID.
Yeah.
I knew that. Sweet. In some places, they'll give you. In some cases, they'll give you a swig, too. Yeah.
They're going to have to give me a swig. I don't care if they have to go all the way to first class and get it. I need something to calm my nerves right now. As long as it ain't brown. Anything brown, bring it here. Anything white, bring it here with some acid in it.
Oh my god,
I thought I was gonna be like that too, but when I got on that plane, I was so damn high, I didn't even know if the plane was even moving, so I didn't care. I was high there when I got on that plane. Yes, I was. Eyes closed. I was just
my point is getting past the threshold. I gotta get past the threshold first.
Sorry, once you get past that threshold, listen, don't look down. Look straight ahead. Make eye contact with the flight attendant and look her dead in her face. I don't care if she catch your attitude. Look her, you better know how many pimples she got. Look her dead in her face. And I'm scared of heights too. And that part freaks me out, walking over that threshold. And I said, I would be the one to trip. I would be the one to trip. Y'all know how clumsy I am. I would be the one to trip. I would be the one to trip and shit done moved out of the way. I done fell off. I done did something I wasn't supposed to do. I done grabbed us off this something unlocked and I fell through. Listen, I don't have so many phobias. But I tell you, I look her dead in her eyes. I count all her pimples. Ooh, girl, you need some magazine or something. Just walk by. But once you're on the plane, find me a little seat, and I squeeze in a seat, and I ask for an extra buckle because, you know, that little buckle ain't coming around my way. I'm going to need an extender. Ma'am, miss, please, got light go on. Miss, I'm not secure. Miss. They're talking about the seat don't like the kiss. Hold on, we're going. I'm not secure. Hold on,
I see her doing that too, y'all. That's the crazy.
Hey, I'm done it. I'm not even lying. I'm done it. They would have played that light. Come on. They're like, miss, you don't try to be loud. You don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that big, black, loud lady there, obnoxious, but I'm trying to get her attention. She don't hear me. That nigga, it's COVID now.
And the one thing besides, you're going to like, ma'am, something wrong with you?
Exactly. I need an extender.
Yeah,
I need an extender. This ain't going. And he going to look down, and he going to try to help me. I suck it in. I'm trying. That's it. It don't go no more. That shit doesn't stop passing. That's it. It ain't going no more. That's it. They don't even extend it. And on top of that, not only do I need you to hand it to me, bitch, I need you to connect this because I don't know how this goes. Secure that. Click. I ain't hear no click, ma'am. I ain't hear no click. Click that. Fix that right there. Click. With a click. You know, Kevin Hart said, you don't hear the click on the thing. no, we ain't going nowhere. I would stomp my feet. I would throw a tantrum for this bitch.
Yes.
Put me in between two men. Because somebody, when they strangers or not, somebody going to be holding my hand.
Listen, before the plane could even lift up off the ground, I passed out. It's not even my fault. I get in there, I hear that click, click. I'm comfortable. I'm done. I don't even realize we done went up. I be trying to take videos. You know how you trying to videotape the window? I was sitting there trying to videotape the window. I done dropped the phone. I can't pick up the phone now because basically I can't bend over. I'm on the bend over. I just gotta press the phone against the door so it don't slide nowhere. I gotta use my foot and just press it against the thing. And press it against the wall so it don't slide nowhere. That's what I gotta do.
Damn it! Fuck the plane! Who did it do seats for, first of all?
And one time I was scared to get on the plane. So we gotta buy two seats. If she take up more than one, bitch, y'all better squeeze it. This motherfucker says, I ain't got that to do. I gotta buy two seats. Yeah, they made that big girl buy two seats. So she had to squeeze in it. Nope.
Yeah.
I ain't even playing with y'all.
Is that true? For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because nobody can sit next to her, so they made her buy two seats. Hell no.
You gotta do that or get off the plane.
Or get off the plane.
What the
heck? They don't discriminate. But they don't care.
That is so wrong, though.
But they say that's what they do. It was wrong for her to take her ass on that like she was a size 12. Thinking she was
Well, I mean, listen. Everybody not like you. Everybody don't want to be on a budget 40
you
hours.
Know, if you know you cannot get on the bus, how the hell are you supposed to fit on a plane? She ain't just learned that.
That's her personal responsibility.
Right. She did that to herself. So I can't feel sorry for people like that. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I don't care who don't like it, but that's just my opinion. I don't feel sorry for a person knowing they 500 pounds and then go try to sit on a plane in a one seat. No, it don't work like that.
Well, maybe she was going to a clinic. Maybe she was going to go see her doctor. Her doctor just has to be in Alaska. She got
to
take a plane in.
Well,
you don't know that last situation
and
her experience.
And that's why I said what I said. That's my opinion.
I said what I said.
But I'm just saying. But if I know if I'm that big, I can't fit on the bus, I know I'm going to have to buy two seats. So I ain't going to embarrass myself like that anyway, though.
That part. Hell no. I ain't never
Once
been to
again,
that
you do that, see me either.
He's going to have to meet me that way.
I used to wear a size 20.
I thought that was just on the TV.
No, that's for real in real life.
Yeah,
I used to wear size 20, but now no more.
I used to wear size. I'm lying. I ain't never wore size 20. I wore 22. I don't know what size 20.
Yeah, but now I'm at 16, 14. So I took that in consideration for myself. Like, yo, this ain't me. I got to do something about this. So that's wrong. That's all I was saying to that situation.
Yeah, but everybody's situation is not as easy.
But I'm at a 16.
Yeah, I'm at 16, 14 now. Me, myself, yes.
I don't care. I'm still at 26, 28. Fuck all y'all skinny bitches. How about that? That's what I'm saying. And that's how I feel about it. Fuck you 16, 17, 14, 12, 10, 8, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fuck all y'all little hoes. How about that?
Y'all,
that's
the whole of the show.
Feel
that ain't me.
Deep in my heart, y'all skinny bitches, them seats were made for y'all. Fuck y'all and y'all skinny culture. How about that?
That's why I wish I had money. I'll make me a solo plane. And we're going to have the fat lane. But it's going to be separate, you know, spread out. The fat lane. There's going to be a bigger, extra wide seat in the middle, two little seats on the side. You know, you got to spread out the weight, though. Yeah, everybody can't be in the back. We ain't never going to get off the ground. We ain't never going to get off the ground. Anyway, folks, we're just having a good old time because that's what we do here on Not On Purpose Talk Radio. We just have a good old time, and we talk about personal responsibilities and self-accountability, failed relationships, failed diets. We talk about it all here. Failed meals, dressing, stuffing. Is it the same thing? Is it something different? Y'all can all call in. I'd love to hear from y'all. 515-602-9725. We just like to have fun. And that's what we like. We just like to have fun. Anyway, let me tell you about this dude, right? To go see this dude over the weekend. And he, like, 2.5 hours away from me, right? I get in this man's building, and he has, like, a mini, you know, there's two doors. I get through the first door. There's two guys sitting there. I'm on FaceTime with him. I tell him, one of the guys asked me, is this such and such building? And I said, oh, no. I didn't realize. I just said, oh, no, this is not it. He's talking about let me see them. Give me the bell number so I can come up the goddamn stairs. Oh, I don't know them. I'm not letting you in. What? Have you lost your ever loving mind? Talk about I'm coming. Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. How the fuck? Right. Left me. He was trying to leave me there. He wasn't going to buzz the door. Somebody coming down the stairs. Like, I don't know who they are. Nigga, but you know who I am. Let me in, bitch. Like, you like, seriously? Like, I can't. Mind you, my hands are full. I got coffee in my hand. I got a dinner in this hand. I got my purse in the hand. I got my phone in the hand. I'm trying to. Nigga, I'm going to need you to. No, don't do that. You're not going to sit up there and leave me in the rest of the room with these two dudes that you don't even fucking know. Like, I don't know them either. I came to see you out. Talk about there's cameras everywhere. So what the fuck are you worried about? Let me in, bitch. Anyway. You let me in, right? I walk in. These motherfuckers follow behind me. Hold up. You wasn't looking for this building. You just asked me which 241 in. Anyway, I got on. I pressed the button. And before the door closed, I slid my fat ass on. I was, did one of those. They had to go upstairs. So I'm waiting downstairs. And I'm giving him a piece of my fucking mind. Like, bitch. They bought me over my head. Said, ain't nothing in my purse, but shit, they can bite me over my head. I see my hair full. I don't know nothing about this area. I'd be damned if you want to leave me in a festival with two men. No, that's not how this works. You see, men nowadays, it's some bullshit. And this is not a young boy that I went to go see. This is a grown ass man. This is a grown ass man that did that. I'm like, I caught all the feels for that. That one little incident, just to say that to somebody, like, oh, I'm not going to let you in. My nigga. I'm not saying that I couldn't take them, but I'm just saying I shouldn't have to. You shouldn't put somebody in that predicament. Then they went up the elevator, right? The elevator came down. It was empty. Somebody else came in. A bitch said, I ain't getting in there. He's like, you going on? You go ahead. I got you. I'm waiting for somebody. I ain't getting there. Finally comes down. Guess who come out the fucking elevator? Two dudes that went up there. What the fuck you go upstairs for? What you thought was going to happen? What you go up there for? This is not even the building you're looking for. You looking for 241. I'm at 250. Right, you're looking for 241. I'm at 250. And the big, bright letters are sitting right there on the goddamn on the stone when you walk up the stairs. Big, bright letters. 250. Bitch, you in the wrong area. You know that. I can count. You can count. That's going
to
say 250.
They was trying to get your ass.
Yeah, I bet you they got by the net then, so. I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn, son. I'm from Brooklyn, son. I know who you're playing with. We know, but I got all those feels, too. Somebody's just 241. I look down. I look like a hell. And then, that's not even cute.
So, you know, they was out looking to get somebody.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't thought it was going to be me, bitch. All I got is this EBT card. I'm going to need y'all to keep moving. Y'all can't get my PIN number. Mind you, I have my fish meal on this side. I had coffee on this. Hell no.
I said, I think they'd have got burnt with some coffee if they'd have touched me.
Oh, what? We would have been, listen, that space was so small, I would have fucking flung those two little niggas. Ooh, I was ready to. I was hot too. This man made me mad. Yep. Asthma and all. We would have been fighting up in that. We would have been deucing. Somebody going to get beat up.
And I'm going to
pull out a weapon. I'm going to get you out of business. But just to put somebody in that predicament, regardless of the fact I'm a woman, first of
that's
all,
scary.
You were supposed to meet me at the door to begin with. You should have been downstairs already.
When you pulled up, he should have been down that way.
Pulled,
to open
right.
The door.
When I woke up, you should have been there already, hey, boo. You're like, you should have been there waiting for me.
But that's
right.
How these men are breeded nowadays.
That's how some of them are, cause.
Oh,
you still got the
ones
that go out, open up the door, you know, and stuff like that. So
I don't even want you to get that technical. I think I can open up my own door, but something like that, though, like, I don't know. I just felt wicked. I felt wicked after that.
You should have felt wicked.
I felt wrong.
You had a reason
that,
to.
Like,
look, she had a reason to feel wicked after that. Mm-hmm. I would have left his ass at home. I would have left him right there, turned right on back away.
If it wasn't the middle of the night, I would have.
His ass have been buzzing that door, and I've been here, be like, where you at? Gone home. You figure that part out.
And then the first thing they say is, oh, these women are independent. These women don't need no man. I've never said I don't need a man, but when you got to do shit like that, when you put shit like that, like, nigga, if I got to fight this battle by myself, what the fuck I need you for, right? Well, I'm saying.
That's
once again, that's part of my experience. You know, that's me speaking on experience. You know, experiencing him, I realize I'm not for him. Or he's not for me, you know. Neither there nor there. Anyway, we're going to ask one more again, which I think dressing, stuffing, same thing, not the same thing. Give me a call, 515-602-9725, press 1. Shout out to the grown and sexy chatters on Facebook. They are tuned in, chilling with us. Big shout out to Jazzy and Slim and what's her name, Mystic. She said she's tuned in right now. So big shout out to them. Big shout out to Eve. Lizzie, Puss, Mark,
yes, yes.
Louis, big shout out to a little Juicy. Who else I'm missing? Sweet Dick Willie. Shout out to the grown and sexy chatters that, you know, been checking us out and feeling us. I'm surprised, you know. Guys always say, you'll never remind me of my show. I remind you, you've seen the message, but yet you still didn't call in. How am I supposed to trust you now? I don't trust you.
Because they be fake.
They don't be real.
Because if they want to call in, they know you do your show every Tuesday. Ain't nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing changed but the time. Sorry.
That ain't even changed. I've been doing it 9 o'clock since I started, since 2007.
Oh, well, ain't nothing changed then, so.
Since 2007. Oh, I got deleted. Oh, I just got blocked. Go you, Al.
From where?
From Young Game.
Who
blocked
you?
He blocked me. I'd be excited when he blocked me.
Name
Jeremy.
Blocked. Yeah, I said I was supposed to be happy. Y'all saying I was supposed to be happy when you get blocked. I don't see why not. That's less headache you got to worry about.
But I guess I didn't answer
that
for him. Yeah. Right, shout out to Jeremy Duke. I ain't know you, little boy. But how old are you? I said 40. He said, oh, you look younger. I'm 29. Bitch, bye.
Bye. trying to get me locked up. My oldest son is 28.
My
oldest son is 28.
Huh?
I said, my oldest son is 28, so I know he ain't talking to no nigga that young.
Mm-hmm. But the older ones ain't no better.
That's why I don't talk to them either. I talk in between. I talk to them in between ones.
The in between.
Yes. The in between.
All right. Shout out. It ain't doing a lot, though. So I feel like this has been an awesome show. We're going to be back next week. December 1st. Finally, 2020 is about to be over. Yes, leave the pandemic here. Leave it here. I feel like December 31st, 11:59 p.m. Leave all that shit here. Leave the pandemic. Leave the quarantines. Leave Trump. Leave all the motherfuckers here. And we're going to start anew on January 1st, 2021.
Yes.
This
Look,
has
yeah,
been a long,
we have that one.
Trying year. And I just magically wish that we can just leave it all behind. Like, just magically leave it there. So I might have some special guests tuning in, some co-hosts tuning in next week. I'm working it out. They have their own little show that they do on Instagram. And it hit me up. And it was like, Crush, we want to be on your show. And I was like, bet that. So when I get that all set up, y'all will be the first to know. Once again, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hearts Exposed Heart is the name of the network. Not on Purpose Radio is the name of the show. I am the hostess, creator, engineer, producer, researcher. You know what? She just disrupted me. What's this? What's this supposed to do? What is this?
A sample.
You got to taste it. I need a bowl.
Uh-uh.
I need a bowl. She gave me some potatoes, Kylie, y'all. She gave
that
me
don't
a
have
little bit. My favorite. She gave me four spoonfuls of potatoes.
I don't even think it was four. It was just a little bit. Sample. Mm-hmm. Taste it.
Play with
it's
my
good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good, right?
Play with my mama.
Thank you, Bessie.
Play with mama.
That's because you put love in it. You got to make love to your food. You can't rush it.
No. Somebody said wet, liquefied salad dressing period to dry, salty stuffing.
See? I don't do that.
But no, I don't think that's what happens.
I don't even know how to make stuff, and I know you buy that out the stove. I know when you cook it on top of the stove.
You still can add your stuff to it.
Well, I'm good. I'm going to do mine, so yeah, I know.
Only difference is the extra step of making a cornbread. But
and you got to put the cream of chicken, cream of celery, cream of mushroom. Mm-hmm. You got to cut your celeries up. You got to cut your bell pepper up. You got to cut your green onion up. You got to cut your regular onion up. You got to cook all that.
Don't worry about the recipe. Just make it and give me some
because
I'm hungry.
I am. But that one won't be ready yet. I ain't putting that into the oven until tomorrow.
You see how she's going to be? I'm hungry. She's
going to
give me the recipe.
That ain't
going to
be ready
until
tomorrow. I'm just
preparing
everything right now.
Okay. Y'all hear her? Y'all might see me get cursed out because I don't.
You're gonna have some barbecue chicken. Oh, it ain't even gonna be done. I'm telling you, now you're gonna be raw ingredients.
All right, I'm letting you know that potato salad ain't raw ingredients.
Nah, it's done.
Anyway, we all for the rest of the week. We get to play hooky. Everybody, have an awesome, safe, thankful holiday. We'll be back next week, December 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And once again, we're just going to have a good old time because that's what we do. We have a good time. And we're going to talk the near future of 2021.
Okay.
That's what we're going to talk about, the near future of 2021. And we're going to have a little grown and sexy adult talk like we always do. Any shout outs, any last remarks y'all want to share? Anything y'all need to get off your chest before we leave?
I'm good. You know that man that been married 4 times already. I was the first. I always got to be first. If I ain't first, I ain't in no relationship. I'm sorry. But yes, I was first.
So that's what we're going to talk about next week, that other one?
Yeah, let's do that.
That other woman, the clean-up woman. The woman,
no,
talent.
She don't be
you
no
have
female
a nice
woman. She just be that woman that man can go to and lay up with when he feel like it, come back home to his wife, leave her in her bed by herself. Oh, nobody. Yep, let's save it for next week.
Let's save it next week. All right.
I got a story on that one.
You done been the other woman.
Huh?
You done been the other woman.
Girl, I have been the other woman and had the other woman in my house.
Ooh, yeah, we're going to call you that week. Yeah, that's a whole new topic. I ain't tried that one.
We're going to be popping here. Basically, this is Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the hostess, Mr. Crush Hearts. Once again, have a safe, blessed, awesome holiday. Be safe on Black Friday. Stay protected if you can. Get your stuff online. They got mad deals right now. I'm still looking for a TV. I'm going to go steal me some more potato salad. On that note, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.